Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Halal Africa featuring Dr. Tumi Batilam. Utsini utsi mighty rushing wind singena ngalo mhlabelelo kulesi sigaba sokugcina sohlelo sijula ngezwi ngena ku AM 657 DSTV audio book 882 pindo sithole na ku Radio Pulpit app umungakayi download yenza njalo iya ku Play Store bese uya kuma apps and then u type Radio Pulpit app uzoyibona izovela and then download moqeda ukuy downloader ivule and then bese uklika la ithi listen live uyabona kulula kanjani noma ke ngena ku website www.radiopulpit.co.za isikhathi ke manje sithi 13 after 4 uma usanda kungena nawe ngithi wamkelekile usekhaya awulahlekile thola umfutho thola the good news ukuthi sikuthulela zona 24 hours a day kwamanje ke ngino Pastor Joe kanye no Pastor Mahlako Solwane si la odabeni esilthatha encwadini ka 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 ithi let no one despise your youth but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Sawubona baba.
Sawubona. Sisibahle, we are always honored to listen on our way, and now that we are seeing you in reality, yes. Thank you. Sibingelela nasemakhaya bazalwane sanibonani.
Amen. Sawubona mama.
Amen. Sawubona sisibahle and the listeners. Siyabonga ukubala and we thank God for the opportunity. Siyabonga, sibonga Radio Pulpit and we thank you Sis Bahle for Amen. The honor of being here.
Amen. Hey, sikhuluma indaba ebucayi namuhla mfundisi and you know lento ye age.
Yeah.
Iyenzakala kusemsebenzini ekhaya emasontweni. You know bazobuka ukuthi oh ubahle una 20 years
mm-hmm.
and then bese ubahle bayamqhasha as a manager
yeah.
and then uthola labo baba nabo mama ukuthi kudala basebenza
yeah.
you know uma ubahle zoza ethi asenzeni kanje singenzi kanje bazothi usitshelani Tina kudala sisebenza la.
Oh yeah.
You know, saqala etendeni.
Yes, tina kudala sila.
Yes.
Even nasebukholweni uzothi uma umuntu omusha mhlambe kukhona okukhulumayo bazothi uyazi ukuthi thina sina 20 years.
Yes.
Sihamba lendlela.
Oh yes.
Wena awazi lutho uyabona which is wrong because izwi nali liyasho.
Yeah.
Yes, izwi nali liyasho ukuthi let no one despise your youth.
Yeah.
I say unpack him from this.
Wow, that's a very profound way of starting. Ukuthi yebo makungabi khona nomuntu oyedwa.
Mhm.
Okubhekela phansi.
Yeah.
And that's a key word. Being looked down upon kusho ukuthi yebo njengoba ushilo u express wena I opinion ngoba ufuna ukusiza
yeah
kodwa umuntu yena akubhekele phansi abheke ukuthi ungubani wena ungakanani
yeah
yes.
and sometimes it's not only even e age as in kanjalo uyafika esontweni usesemusha esontweni usesenamafulufulu ukuthi ulungise izinto ozibonayo ngomoya omuhle mhlambe uyanikela nokuthi usolve lezi bangakhona ukusolve bathi bayakubhekela phansi
yeah
when bantu bakubhekela phansi the Bible says let no one look down upon you so it means you must refuse to be put down
hallelujah
because une view unento ufuna kuyenza yes you must observe all the protocols but you must refuse to be looked down upon because of whatever it is age gender race or whatever uthole ukuthi la ungena khona nasemsebenzini bathi mababuza nje ukuthi yebo uyafika kudala sila but we must have the resilience yokuthi singafuni ukubhekelwa phansi
and
we must just nje be an example yokuthi thina si sete I pattern engathi abantu mabasibheka babone ukuthi ngaba mncane kodwa ama views wakhe I holds ngaba mncane kodwa ngendlela akukhuluma ngokuhlonipha it makes us listen to him ngelindlela ayiphatha ngakho mncane lo mntwana kodwa impatho yakhe idlula nabanye abantu abadala uconductor impilo yakhe in such a way ukuthi mawumbhekile uyabona ukuthi lo muntu kukhona lokuNkulunkulu amphathise khona nesikamkhulise khona ngalendlela ayenza izinto ukuthanda abantu nokuthanda uNkulunkulu the love that you see and nokholo kwakhe lo mntwana makathi nje ukukhuluma into zokukholwa uyajula and ujula ngezwi
amen
ngoba ujula ngezwi uyenza ukuthi nempilo yakhe ibe morally pure
yes
ithi you know umuntu omusha angalonda kanjani indlela zakhe ithi ngokuligcina izwi likaNkulunkulu enhlizweni yakhe so when we become an example we really just won't feel less important or to deserve disrespect from anyone because of whatever circumstances so that's really maybe the initial unpacking
Amen.
That I believe we can then be able to deal with maguthi si saqala le nkulumisano
Amen so the verses that we alluded to zitholwa ku amahubo 119 Psalm 119 that how can a young man or a young person like alondoloze indlela yakhe kanjani I would like to greet the listeners Amen. Again Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen.
So even though this verse speaks about a young person but we come to realize that actually it speaks to all of us no matter age and also it speaks to indaba yokuthi being looked down upon so being looked down upon can happen emsebenzini maybe where there are different races or racial groups and then maybe because you belong to a certain racial group you are looked down because of that it can also happen where there are males and females and you can be looked down because of gender as we all know so here the word of God is encouraging us that we should not allow people to look down upon us because you are black or whatever race you are or because you are whatever gender that you are whether you are male or you are female but it mustn't happen that because of gender you are being looked down upon it mustn't happen that because of your age you are looked down upon it mustn't happen that because of your race you are looked down upon so it is another verse that we could also maybe just sitachape it's Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14 till 16 which says that you are the light of the world wow as a Christian you are the light hallelujah where there's darkness wena mawuvela mawungena ukukhanya sekufikile hallelujah and the bible says like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket instead a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house so wherever we are at home starting from the home at home in the church and at work in the community where we live in wherever let the word of God says We should be the light. Mm. And we must not try to hide the light, to put it under a table or under wherever the bed or whatever. Let's put it on a stand. And then people should see the light in us. People should see the way through us, through our behavior. As it says, in speech, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity, in every way, let us show people the ways of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Yeah, njoba umama esho ukuthi asibuki kuphela iage ngesinye isikhathi kubukwa ukuthi uyigender yipi ngesinye isikhathi kubukwa ikhala ngesinye isikhathi kubukwa ukuthi ufunde kangakanani abanye babuka nange material ukuthi uhlala kuphi yes udrivani if wena uyeza uhamba ngetaxi uma lapha phambili mhlawumbe unombono othile ngeke bakulalele bazothi ubani ucabanga ukuthi ubani which is wrong izwi likaNkulunkulu lis encourage la ukuthi singababukeli phansi
amen
abantu and sisayikhuluma le ndaba kunomama ne last week uye wathumela i message kodwa uyithumele seku late sesiphumile lana uthi icishe ihamba nalesi ikhulumayo today but umbuzo it was nge topic ya last week ne uthi good day sisibahle nabafundisi uthi well I Amen. Feel called to preach the word of God but my shy nature and fear of failure make me hesitant. I've seen others fall from grace and I am concerned that I won't be able to handle the weight of the responsibility. Despite these fears, I have received signs from the Lord, both through encounters with him and the confirmation of other pastors that this is indeed my calling.
Yeah.
In reference to your verse where Jesus calls for his disciples to cross over to the other side of the lake, I also want to cross over to the other side. Help me to cross over as I'm still an infant and I can't sweep.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Hmm.
It's actually yo leyo sisibahle yokuthi let no one despise you because you are an infant.
Yeah.
And you know what maybe mzalwane fanazi ukuthi you know people are watching us and learning from what they observe in our lives and in our lifestyle. So if let's say you remain true to the calling of God ngoba uNkulunkulu obizayo asibizwa abantu sibizwa uNkulunkulu and when God has called us he will empower us
amen
through his word yokuthi how to maneuver some of these critics abasibhekela phansi bathi mhlambe mawukhuluma bathi awuhlanganisi inkulumo kahle you need to just continue when I'm pushing and ukuthi you should grow your spiritual life and we must know ukuthi obviously our daily lifestyle whether ekhaya emsebenzini is never a private matter it is actually a public and private matter uhlanganyela noNkulunkulu we do it both privately and publicly and the same is expected of our conduct and the way we talk and the way we do things the way we show love to those who need to see our love ukuthi babone ukuthi lo uyikholwa ngempela and it's because impilo yakhe is like an open book so maNkulunkulu akubizile you will actually get sometimes where people criticize you for whatever they feel they can say but know that if he has called you he will make you succeed in the calling and that's what would umama would need to do it's continuation of that which she was asking just be faithful to what God has called you for awubizwa ngabantu ubizwa uNkulunkulu so just go you know we know Moses said I can't speak and uNkulunkulu says well you can't say you can't speak I will even create somebody to assist you
amen
and we always find that those who are called of God feel inadequate and God makes them adequate.
Isikhathi ke sithi 27 after 4 o'clock unombuzo noma ke uthanda ukcomment kulolu daba ithi namuhla sibaphe isikhathi esanele nemfundisi siloku nje sixoxa le ndaba kube ukuthi ama calls nawo siwavulele and then sizoloku sifunda futhi nama WhatsApps angenayo lana uma uthanda ukukhuluma nathi nge WhatsApp call I number ithi 078-140-0778 I WhatsApp call number leyo ne 078-140-0778 and then I studio line noma I landline 012-334-1322 uma uthanda ukuthumela I voice note noma I text WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729 ithi ke sithathe careful
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
0123341322 zivuliwe incingo. Noma ke ungashaya nge WhatsApp call ku 078-140-0778 mhlambe ungomunye wabantu oku ukuthi abantu bathathela phansi mhlambe bebuke ukuthi ungumuntu onjani obabuke lokho abakubukile and kwagcina kwenza ukuthi ube ne low self esteem because giyakwenza lokho uthola ukuthi unayo into enhle ofuna ukuyenza but bese lamagama owazwile or iaction abantu abakubonise yona izohlayiza ila engqondweni yakho and then nawe ugcina ukholwa kulokho abakushoyo ngawe so sikhuluma lokho namuhla njoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lingaqhuqhuseli ukuthi ke sibabukele phansi abanye abantu I know ke ukuthi yes it's natural for people to look down on you ngoba njoba ngichaza ukuthi ngenxa yezinto ezihlukahlukile so njoba silibuka izwi ngicabanga ukuthi bazalwane bikakhulukazi uma ukholwa angithi sithi kumele sibeke iexample enhle so cabanga mina ngubahle ngithi ngiyakholwa and then la emsebenzini bese ngimthathela phansi omunye umuntu angibeki iexample enhle ebonisayo ukuthi ubahle ungumuntu okholwayo and then wonke umuntu ngimbona njengomuntu hayi ngoba unalokho o mhlambe ufundile you know all those things so ukuthi umama uye wayibala lana so mfundise uma kuza mhlambe nasemshadweni you know kunokuthi maybe I partner yakho ikuthathe the way ikuthatha ngakhona how do you deal with that emshadweni
well I think maybe that statement it's nayo so deep ukuthi my marriage life.
Okay, ngicela ukubamba kancane asithathe la umlaleli. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Dumela bahlele ba rutile kai.
Re teng mama wena o kai?
Nami ngikhona ke Thabiso.
Ma.
One day I was invited to the other church to come and preach. Ngoba angiboni ngabuzwa ukuthi na opreacha njani lo engaboni. Ene futhi lenkonzo yabomama. Ungumama kanjani ngoba akanabo abantwana futhi akasaphili. So because the word of God says, for God did not give us the spirit of timidity.
Yes.
But of love, power, and of a sound mind.
Yes.
So to those Christians, Baba Naga Nangore Mujimu Uba Bibiki, Korebona Bakeba, Baba, Ba, Baspide, the Church of God, Bakeba, Bakeba, sin, they destroy it. They must just think again, Galabakalauri. God loves us all to Jesus, neither Greek nor Jew,
Amen.
Nor Christian nor woman. We are all one in Christ. Mina my blindness and abantwana or
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Siyabonga ma. Wow. That's a beautiful testimony.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you don't have to mama to feel less used by God because of the circumstances that people are pointing out.
Yes.
Eqinisweni uNkulunkulu yena he is the same God and he doesn't change because isimo sethu sishintshile kuya ngabantu and he will always use every tool leyana bona ukuthi ilungele. You are just a vessel in the house of the Lord. Allow God to use you in spite of what abantu bakhuluma bayishoyo. He will sustain what he has called you for.
Sizobuyela kuleyana mfundisi asiphinde silalele la ivoice note ephuma kokhali mambo.
Kosazana sibingelele abalaleli bangu be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba lethi thokothisayo. Sibingelele nabo befundisi lapho unabo yo studio lapho.
Amen.
IBhayibheli lithi ungasidebezeli isiphiwo esikuwe.
Yes.
Now undispreza udogi anti. Angikhonanga kufunda ngesitsonga lapha ngoba isitsonga shini ngajenziswa nje kodwa ke thina abantu. Noma thina abantu uNkulunkulu sisebenzise amabandla ebandleni lakhe ngephiwe zethu.
Amen.
Manje umuntu kuye kufikisa iphiwe la kuye sibe khona isiphiwe la kuye. So uthi mhlambe la ebandleni alungisa isitulo ashanyele la enkonzweni la. Uthole ukuthi hayi ubaba leso situlo leso siphiwa kasifuni leso. Ufuna leso obufundisi. Manje kungako ke kuba khona amafoni khonya nabefundisi. Kuyinkinga khona lo wamsebenza umsebenzi wakhe loya. Ukhona isipho sakhe lesifuna ukuthi asiyenze la enkonzweni la. Sabashanyele mhlambe ke aqende la enkonzweni kube kuhle. Uyabona? Manje ke umuntu yasecala zasipho sakhe lesi. Lento ngesiphutuke ziba ukudispreza ukuthathela phansi athi hayi lezi sithando zwa ungabonakala kahle lezi mana ufuna leso kumala phapha abaningi nje bafuna ukuma phambe le pulpit abaningi nje bafuna kuya kuma TV ku emsakazweni yilo angisho nina lapho befundile manje ke ilento le iyenza ukuthi ke singabi nephiwo noma iphiwo zethu zingasebenzi kanti mama Nkosazana
kanti mama eqinisweni nje akekho umuntu oless komunye sibalulekile sisonke kuNkulunkulu. Okay, before sizolalela le enye ivoice note asibuyele kule yana mfundisi ukuthi kunga affecta kanjani umshado ukuthi ipartner inga mhlambi ithathe enye partner ambone njengomuntu oless mhlambi ku marriage kwabo.
Well, and Leon do yayenzeka and ngiyashwa iyenzeka nakuthina singabazalwana.
uthole ukuthi for some reason omunye ufunde ukudlula omunye or omunye unemali ukudlula omunye omunye ubuya from a background engathi ingcono kuna omunye and uthole ukuthi manje lo omunye sekabhekela lo abonakala ngathi ana lokhu yena acabanga ukuthi unakho ambhekele phansi noma khulume into yeqiniso angasayithatheli phezulu because ah ungibani lo oh angithi mhlambe one of the partners makuthi umama akasebenzi ubaba uyasebenza and then he brings in the man he calls all the kind of shots and ibe iquestion yokuthi lo munye ucindezelwa ngenxa yokuthi yena akasebenzi kodwa la ekhaya actually masitha akasebenzi it's even a wrong term because usebenza umsebenzi wa la ekhaya the fact that agayi where ayo earn a salary doesn't make her less of a person than lo oya emsebenzini and vice versa if let's say ubaba ongasebenzi umama ngeke athi manje indoda yani le engakwazi nokondla because they looking down because of that you don't know ukuthi mhlambe you know lendoda isiphiwo sakhe ukuthi nje yena naye akwazi ukunakakela ikhaya in such a way yokuthi abantwana laba mababuye esikoleni uyenza leyo mfundiso ezoba yenza ukuthi they could be better people so it doesn't really matter who plays the role we need to know how to dovetail yokuthi uNkulunkulu siphiwo leso nginikeze sona yilesi and then support loyo on his piwo and uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi anibusise nonke than ukukompeta to a person where you look down upon the other person ngenxa yokuthi wena ucabanga ukuthi wena ungcono and kanti mawucabanga ukuthi ungcono actually sometimes you are the worst one and ukuthi ukhuluma kakhulu doesn't mean that you are the right one so kuba nalezi zinto ukuthi mawuso ulalela uthi kahle kahle umuntu onesiphiyo
nangu
and sometimes the less you say the more you say so ungabhekile umuntu phansi ngoba yena akakhulumi njengami akayiculi njengami akasebenzi njengami those things you must never look down upon a person especially in the marriage life work life or spiritual life don't look down upon anyone
mama
Yes, yo. This one is very interesting and very loaded, Sisibahle. Because there's a saying that says in terms of masikhulumela for emshadweni, but there's a saying that says opposites attract.
Yes.
So, most couples, you find that they are differently gifted.
Yes.
And the other one is strong. In the area where the other one is not strong in. That is the other one would have certain strengths and the other one would have different areas of strength. And you find that where your wife is strong, you are not as strong as her. Or where your husband is strong, where now you seem to be weak in that area. And I think God just made it that way for a reason. And it's not like the other one is better than the other one. So people who are in marriage, who are married and their husband and wife, they need to respect the strengths of the other person and then compliment them where they are weak at other than to criticize each other or to look down upon each other just because maybe he doesn't in that area where I'm strong. He doesn't do it like me. In the area where he's strong. it's with me, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
And one interesting example. There's someone that we always, like when I drop him off at work or for a meeting, and then there's a lady, who works with him and she would always, she didn't know me. She only met me recently. I was just dropping off and then maybe we have tea and then I go back. Then she would always say to me, every time she sees me after that first instance, she would say, wow, you are the direct opposite of him. There's a term that she uses. I forgot it. I don't know, Mfundisi, if you remember it. There's always a term that she would use to say, but yeah, you are direct opposites.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you deal with him? How do you guys,
you know, and she was, I said to her, you are not the first person to tell us that. Mm. And then, yeah, she would really say, wow, no. I'm really amazed at this, what I'm seeing now.
Yeah. So, kusho ukuthi niyakomplimentana.
Yeah, looks like, but...
We believe so. In most of the situations, I think it is true. I think malangibona khona ukuthi nami sengiyazi manje ukuthi la mangamiyekelela ukuthi decide. Uzo decide right. I know how to deal with this, but le angibuza yona, I don't know how. Yeah. Or even if I know how, I know I might get it wrong.
Yeah.
So I dovetail with I go delete nayo uzangitshela la uhluleka khona udinga mina uzawufika. Kodwa I don't want to be the one running with it. So you must know where your strength lies.
Mm-hmm.
Even noma ningama siblings.
Yes.
Yabona abantwana bomuntu sometimes banokuxabanela into engekho.
Mhm.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu noma sizalwa ekhaya nelilodwa asifani.
Yeah.
So we must know ukuthi noma sesikhulile, how do we really just make sure that we set a good example of a Christian home?
And we embrace
one another. And we embrace the differences that we have and work on the on making sure that we support each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't support each other in marriage only, but also in amongst the siblings,
families,
amongst the work colleagues. If a colleague yam ngibona ukuthi smarter than me, I don't try and prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no point to prove, but to actually saying, you know, maybe go ahead with that.
Mm-hmm.
I will support what you're doing.
Yeah, that is why. But kunabanye abantu ba good ngezandla.
Yes.
Kunabanye abantu ba good ngapha.
Amen.
You know, uNkulunkulu nje usiphe ngendlela ehlukahlukile.
Yes.
So, ingakho ezwini ethi akekho omunye umuntu okumele abhekele omunye phansi.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
1644, mhlampe nawe lapha ekhaya une testimony ngalento esikhulumayo today, or mhlampe uye wa experience lokho emsebenzini ekhaya. Kuyo community, you know, even nakuma community, especially uma kunama meetings lawa, we understand kunabanye ukuthi mabakhuluma bazolalelwa and then ubahle ezathi sandla uyabona nje ukuthi abekho interested banokukhomba nje ukuthi ukhulume, but they are not interested kulento oyishoyo because bakuthathe the way bakuthathe ngakhona.
Correct.
It is thathe na umculo kancane la sithathe i break bese ke ngiyabuya sibuke ama comment angenile.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, true authentic Christian radio.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yebo uKristu ungumhlobo oqotho ungumhlobo okuthi akekho omthathela phansi kuyena.
Amen.
Singabantwana bakhe futhi siyalingana futhi sibalekile sisonke. 0123341322 0781400778 khuluma nathi unombuzo une comments ngale ndaba esikhulumayo today sithi
ukuthi be an example to all believers in what you say ngendlela futhi ophila ngayo regardless of age, regardless race, regardless ukuthi ufundile awufundanga, you know, kuningi nje esingakubala okuthi mhlambe abantu bayakuhlonipha ngenxa yokuthi uyilokhu or unalokhu. Umama lana okhethiwe Nkonyani uthi good afternoon sis Bahle and Tate Lemesolwane.
Amen.
Thank you for today's talk. Appearance often hide the reality of a person and his or her gift. Umama okhethiwe Nkonyani uphuma ngapha. A good news of hope ministries.
Amen. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings, Sis Bahle. I'm listening to the blessed topic with my son. Kibaha Motobi. Ya umdeni ka Motobi.
Amen.
Gunomunya futila ya I message ya kenge bone. Ya uts abagwa mazi. Ya afternoon Bahle nabafundisi. Silalele singumdeni wakwaMazibuko eClover Dean. Kukhona futhi la ne voice note, ngicela simlalele umama.
Greetings to you.
Greetings mama.
The presenter lapho e studio.
Amen.
I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I have just tuned in. I don't know what is it that you are talking about. However, mina ngigcwele izindumiso.
Yeah.
Amen.
Enhlizweni yami nasemlonyeni wami ngani ngoba when you have the Lord and your Savior Jesus Christ, you are always happy. You've got joy in your heart. Here is the song. So after I've heard ukuthi what is it that you are talking about, I will comment on it. Right now, let me just render you a song that sings as follows. I've got joy, peace and happiness in my soul. I've got joy, peace and happiness in my soul. I've got joy, peace and happiness in my soul.
I've got joy.
Peace and happiness in my soul. I've got joy, peace and happiness in my soul. I've got joy, peace and happiness in my soul. Ngizukuthula nokwena enhlizweni yami. Ngizukuthulana wenama enhlizweni yami. Ngizwa ukuthula enhlizweni yami.
Hallelujah. Ezingazoze zabuna.
Peace and happiness in my heart. I've got joy, peace and happiness in my soul. It brings peace.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You bring joy to other people.
Amen.
So, uma sengizwile what is it that you are talking about? I will comment. For now, I am bringing the song that is in my heart. Ukuthi ngempela mina ngiyakuzwa ukuthula nokwenama enhlizweni yami. Mina ngihlala ngenamile, ngihlala ngijabulile. Ngiyabonga. Thank you, my presenter. Thank you, Radio Pulpit. Thank you, nalabo onabo e studio.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you. Good afternoon.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, mama.
Wow.
Uthi, he's our... hi to our spiritual parents Thanks for treating us the same. If ngifunda kahle, let us not undermine one another.
Yes.
Jeremiah 1, verse 7. God put words in his mouth.
Yeah.
Umama Hlangu, kanye nomdeni, bathi bangalam, at Clover Din.
Amen.
Nginomunye la umbuzo mfundisi.
Yes.
Uthi la usisi. Uthi, what if my husband, ne?
Mm.
Uma baphakathi kwabantu.
Yes.
Ne?
Mm-hmm.
Uba shy for yena as umama, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And wenza sure ukuthi umama akakhulumi or akomente, but uzokwazi ukuthi alalele abanye abantu.
Mm.
Mm. So yeah. Let me try and see if I understand. Uthi the husband doesn't allow her to talk.
Yeah, ngathi umuntu onamahloni ngaye
mhlawumbe mazo embarrassa so thula sizawukhuluma ekhaya.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa ngitshela masesendleleni.
Mm.
Look, you know, that's again another format yokuthi abantu akukho a trust relationship.
Mm.
If you trust the person oshade naye, you know ukuthi ma akhuluma uzokhuluma ngalendlela noma angabe angayisho ngalendlela wena bongacabangi ngayo, but know how to protect her.
Yeah.
And support her in the view where you can correct or contextualize inkulumo yakhe ukuthi hayi ungathi umama bekathi, because sometimes words matter and our action speaks louder than words. If ngibhekela phansi, I feel that issue leyo ukuthi then I would have every time a low self-esteem. Ngizibukela phansi ukuthi mina ngathi lento engikhulumayo njalo i wrong or interpretiwa as wrong. Kanti anginikezwa isikhathi sokuthi ngalalelwa ngalendlela yokuthi ma u need clarity you can ask or direct the conversation into so it's a disrespect actually for the integrity yalo muntu mafanele akhulume, unless if let's say you get into a situation where if you know what topic is going to be discussed, try and debrief each other so that you can support each other man figure kulo mhlangano, even amongst friends. And amongst friends, you've got to have friends who will not judge you by what your wife says, but they will understand ukuthi she's an independent thinker. And whatever she thinks, ma ngayibekanga ngalendlela, kukhona a dear friend who will also help to contextualize if the husband doesn't.
Yeah.
But it is wrong to look down upon her ukuthi thula sizesihambe la ngoba ngisaba ukuthi uzongembarasa. Who says mhlambe leyo nkulumo beyizolungisa lento which is under discussion? Give a different perspective.
Yeah.
So it is a sign of disrespect.
Mm. Asigcine ngale. Good afternoon. I'm Diane Sporter.
Yeah.
All the way from Fort Beaufort.
Beaufort. Yes.
What a lovely song. I got joy, peace and happiness in my soul. Yeah, thank you so much. Meninga khola emoyeni nitholakala kuphi baba?
Sitholakala, you can go or connect with us on Facebook, Good News of Hope Ministries, in Chief Albert Lituli Benoni, or you could be able to contact us
on WhatsApp. Sitholakala ku 082-447-5165. Ninga sendela ama WhatsApp.
Okay.
Questions or comments.
Thank you so much. Si Pinda Sihlangane futhi next week, though umoya wami ngathi uphansi kancane because it's our last week.
Yeah, you've been a wonderful host, yes. And we really thank you for taking responsibility and accountability for making sure that we're here.
Amen. Asiphinde sihlangane futhi next week. Ngibongile kuwo wonke umuntu obeyingxenye yalolu hlelo. UPastor Ray Lekgodi uyeza uzohlala nawe njoba sekuzoshaya u5 o'clock, aqhubeke kuze kube u7. Mina ngiyabuya ekuseni ngo4 ohlelweni umphathalatsane. Shalom.
Amen.
Become active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.